Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most common things blown off from a health perspective when we had the lockdowns and throughout COVID and even now, 3-4 years after the virus leaked, is breast cancer and our breast screening. And being that it's October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's better time than any to remind people that you really got to get yourself checked out. And I'm telling you right now, I've been stalling also. I can't stand going to get my mammogram. I know I post pictures. I know I'm smiling. I know I'm trying to look all happy. But it's not fun. And it's not fun because breast cancer is in my family. It used to not be. None of us thought we were at risk growing up going, well, it's not in the family, so we're good. Well, then somebody in our family got breast cancer, and yeah, it is in their family. In fact, 90% of people who get breast cancer didn't have a family member that had breast cancer. So genetics play a part. It puts you at higher risk, but just because nobody in your family has breast cancer doesn't mean you're in the clear. And public figures like Amy Klobuchar, Casey DeSantis, Julia Louise Dreyfus, Elaine from Seinfeld, Katie Couric, Shannon Doherty from 90210, Christina Applegate, Cynthia Nixon, they've revealed their breast cancer diagnoses. And that's just a drop in the bucket. There's been so many women. Olivia Newton-John sadly passed recently after battling stage 4 cancer. And breast cancer is the second most common cause of cancer deaths in females. So how often should you be screening? Well, even though it's been back and forth, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has, thank God, gone back to starting to screen at age 40. They had originally, years ago, it was a baseline at 35, then start biannual at age 40, and then annually at age 50. Then they changed it to, why don't we wait to screen at age 50? They brought it back down to 40. Now, between 40 and 74 years old, they recommend every 2-year screening. I'm telling you right now, for a lot of us women, no. That's not going to be enough. My doctor makes me do it every flipping year. And not only a mammogram, but an ultrasound. Now, people will ask, why are doctors so different, different on it? Well, if they had a patient that didn't really fit the standard model of screening, and that would be, I was one of those doctors that found that African-American men and black men waiting till 50 to be screened for colon cancer was deadly. Waiting for 50 to be screened for prostate cancer, deadly. When more aggressive cancers can happen in their 40s. You really have to take a person's individual risk, and you can't lump everybody together. So, for some, they might be fine in every 2-year mammogram. But for others, they might need to be screened every year. And if you have dense breasts, you need an ultrasound as well. So just because the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends every 2 years starting at age 40, if you have risk factors, you might have to be screened sooner. So what are risk factors for breast cancer? Well, if you're older than 50, if you have a family history, if you have the BRCA1, BRCA2 gene mutations, if you drink alcohol, if you've never been pregnant, or if you're becoming pregnant for the first time over 35 years old. Men, because pregnancy is protective. Breastfeeding is protective. So if you don't do that, then, and I'm not saying just because you breastfeed, you're in the clear. But it might put you at a higher risk. If you started your periods earlier, like at age 11 or younger, if you're obese, especially after menopause, if your breasts are dense, if you don't exercise a lot, if you use oral contraceptives, if you've had previous precancerous tumors, DES exposure, radiation therapy. So 1 in 8 women can develop invasive breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. And according to the American Cancer Society, close to 300,000 cases are expected to be diagnosed in women in the U.S. this year. 55,000 cases of non-invasive. This is rising every single year. And men as well. In men, 2,700 cases of invasive breast cancer are expected this year. Now, will these individuals die? Well, if we could catch it early, no. But sadly, the statistics are 43,700 women are expected to die of breast cancer, 530 men in this year alone. Now, we stage it a variety of different ways, but we have... We have now a much more comprehensive way to stage. And we basically look at the size of the tumor, if the cancer is in the lymph nodes, if the cancer has spread. And so we have T categories, which is the size. TX means the tumor can't be assessed. T0 means we don't see a primary tumor. And T means the cancer is in situ, hasn't started growing into healthy breast tissue. And then we have the T1, 2, 3, and 4 based on the size of the tumor and how much it has grown into neighboring breast tissue. The larger the tumor, the more it grew, the higher the number. Then we have to look at your lymph nodes. NX means we can't assess them because you've had lymph nodes removed from a prior surgery. And 0 means so far so good, no lymph nodes have cancer. But N1, 2, and 3, look at the number of lymph nodes involved. The higher the N number, the worse it could be. And then we have the M categories for metastasis. MX means we can't tell if there's a metastasis. M0 means no metastasis, which is good. M1 means it's already spread, metastasized. So then we also want to know what the estrogen and progesterone receptor status, the HER2 status. HER2 status is a protein that can help cells divide. So even though HER2 can mean you can have a more aggressive cancer, we can treat HER2 protein type breast cancers. When you hear triple negative, where it's not related to an estrogen receptor, progesterone center, or progesterone receptor, or HER2 status, those are very tricky to treat. And we're working on vaccines as we speak for those. All right, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Talk to your medical professional about getting screened. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have had some people argue with me that our cities are not overrun with migrants, that these individuals coming in illegally are being deported, and that we are not taking in individuals that are not eventually being, shall we say, citizenized and becoming citizens and then getting jobs and paying taxes, that, no, if somebody doesn't go through the process, they are being deported. Well, apparently we have a congressional report that has been released saying that the Biden administration has let 99% of the migrants who have come over the border since he took office stay. Even if they missed their court hearings, didn't do what they were supposed to do. And the report found at least 2.148 million illegal aliens had been released into the United States by the Department of Homeland Security. And only a small fraction were properly vetted to test their claims of asylum. 6% released into the U.S. were screened to see if they were there for asylum reasons. Now, I get a lot of people want to live here. They're fleeing countries that, we see what happens in these other countries. But Biden said he was going to make stricter criteria because the numbers were so overwhelming. So 5,993 illegal immigrants who were, I guess, tapped for deportation were ever actually seen by an immigration judge and then removed from the country. So all these other individuals, these 2.1 million, never showed up. Now, this data does contradict Secretary Mayorkas' statements that the border is closed and tight and illegal aliens are quickly removed. No, 99% of them are staying, which means we have increased our population by at least 2.1 million. So what I'm hearing from medical professionals that the hospitals are overwhelmed, when I'm hearing from individuals that they cannot even get into their nearby clinic, it's always full. Yeah, we took in 2.1 million people and they don't leave. They stay. Well, they live here now. So, yeah, we're overwhelmed. So they say in this report, due to the huge numbers of people crossing illegally to the U.S., overwhelmed officials are unable to fully complete their duties. Because of the unprecedented border crisis, some immigration and customs enforcement officers have been forced to abandon arrests and removal of aliens, including criminal aliens, to process the illegal aliens who have arrived at the southwest border, which means criminals are entering. We have wolves in sheep's clothing, or we have some individuals just coming on their own. San Diego has gotten overwhelmed. Their shelters. And we're being told that Border Patrol had to release 13,000 migrants onto the San Diego streets in a month because of overflowing shelters. 500 are arriving in the city every day. Now, my guess is even more than that, but that's what we're being told of. They say more than 200,000 migrants crossed the U.S.-Mexico border at the San Diego sector from January to August of this year, the highest number in two decades. Illegal crossings topped a daily average of more than 8,000 last month. Now, Border Patrol, because they've been overwhelmed, let them go out to the streets of San Diego. San Diego is the largest U.S. city on the Mexican border. Now, they used to be able to handle asylum seekers, but now they're saying they're struggling with the massive influx of migrants. When the illegal crossings topped a daily average of more than 8,000, this was after a lull following the start of new asylum restrictions in May. But they say the impact of those have begun to diminish. People from various countries, especially Venezuela, are now again drawn to the U.S. because they know they're not going to get deported. More than 200,000 migrants crossed the U.S.-Mexico border at the San Diego sector from January to August of this year. So to free space and shelters, U.S. Customs and Border Protection have had to release thousands, tens of thousands, dropping them off at transit stations. They get pieces of paper saying they need to come to immigration court. But, again, it's overwhelming. Similar migrant releases have taken place in Tucson. They have 2,000 people coming a day, and their shelters are overpacked. And remember, whenever we have crowds, there's public health crises because of infectious disease. Plague could spread, TB could spread, cholera. You know, these shelters are, if they're overwhelmed, they're not going to be able to ensure that it is as sanitary and as safe as possible. So, do the migrants stay in San Diego? I would. San Diego is nice. Oh my gosh, the weather there is amazing. But it's expensive. Border Patrol closed a major pedestrian border crossing from Tijuana on September 14th, assigned more officials to process migrants. 95% of migrants in San Diego do move to other parts of the country. But, you know, now that Democratic cities are saying don't come here, where do they go? Chicago's overwhelmed. New York is overwhelmed. Now, the Biden administration said it would resume deporting Venezuelans. But it's not just Venezuela. You have people from all over. So migrant aid groups blame a mix of circumstances for the shelter crunch. They say reduced government funding, Border Patrol's practice of sending migrants from Texas and Arizona to be processed in San Diego, and a surge in illegal crossings. Well, you know, here's the thing, and I've said this once and I've said this again. And as a doctor, if you have a hospital that's overwhelmed, you have to divert. And if Texas and Arizona cannot glean, you know, the innocent from the criminals, they have got to use resources across the border. And so groups are getting mad that people are being sent or urged to go there. Again, if the blue states are saying we have sanctuary cities, come here, then it's almost malpractice to send them to a place where they'll get deported. You want to send them to a place that wants them. And if California wants them, if New York wants them, now they're starting to change and say, oh, no, we don't want them. Last week, after a community rec center could no longer handle the flow of migrants, Border Patrol resumed drop-offs at a transit center. Arrivals from China, India, Brazil, Ecuador, Colombia, African countries filled a parking lot to charge phones, eat, use a bathroom, and wait for free shuttle buses to the airport. We have to send a message. They're when they've interviewed some of these migrants, they say some of their living conditions here in America now is worse than where they left. And they have no home. You know, they maybe they're getting free food temporarily, but how do they raise a family? How do they get a home? How do they get an apartment? How do they get a job? And so, yeah, and San Diego is expensive. So groups say government support is needed even more. I don't know where we're going to get the money. I mean, we aren't even feeding our own homeless population. We have a bunch of American homeless that are out in the streets. And we don't have enough to feed and shelter and house them. So there's only so much we'll be able to do. And we're right now in a state of vulnerability, not being able to have every single person vetted. And keep in mind, some of these people getting vetted may have completely clean records. Some of these people could be completely innocent. But in terms of those that were sent by cartel or sent by terrorists, their family could be held hostage. And they send the dad or they send the mom over with a crystal clear record. And then once they're in, they have to do what they say. 2.1 million people came through. I have a hunch that not all 2.1 million people were completely law-abiding. I think we had a lot of criminal element sneak in with the innocents. And we already are overwhelmed from a crime standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint, from an economy standpoint. So, in California, the Salvation Army has been facilitating flights to New York City and other parts of the country. They're using FEMA funds to pay for the tickets. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Airlines. guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The U.S. cannot confirm the exact number of Americans that are being held by Hamas after their attack on Israel. Congressional Republicans are increasingly optimistic they will select a new speaker today even. Representative Mike McCaul of Texas says it must be done quickly because of the situation in Israel. Strikes continue across the country with the United Auto Workers strike in its 27th day. An Anderson Economic Group has found the dispute has cost that industry $5.5 billion since the strike began. Layoffs looming in the coal industry. Projected closures could result in nearly 1 million job losses by the year 2050, with about 500,000 of them occurring by 2035. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while people are trying to figure out ways to lose weight, we used to, for weight loss, smoke. If we got a little tired, a little hungry, a little antsy, we'd quickly grab a cigarette as opposed to going to food. That's how many of us stayed slim. Well, fortunately, for public health and for our own health, We started to kick the smoking habit, but unfortunately, obesity skyrocketed. And so people are turning to caffeine. They're going to energy drinks, or they're going to vape to keep the weight down. So the question keeps coming up, what about coffee? Does coffee help you lose weight? Does it help you gain weight? Well, we do have a study that says an additional cup of unsweetened coffee, an additional cup to what you drink, was linked to a decrease of a quarter of a pound over 4 years. Whew. Break out the bikini. So not a lot of weight loss, but weight loss. Coffee wasn't necessarily related to weight gain unless you put sugar in it. 1 teaspoon of sugar, yes, saw weight increase. If you used cream or non-dairy coffee whitener or creamer, they said it didn't appear to affect weight. Now, keep in mind, some of these creams are sugary, like the French vanilla. So why is that? Well, we have 42% of American adults, 20% of children obese. Maybe what it is rather than somebody eating eggs and bacon and corned beef hash, if they go and drink coffee, they're taking in less calories. Now, if you go and then have a big, huge lunch or only one or two meals a day, I don't know if that would really help in terms of weight loss. But for some people that go, I don't have time to eat, so I'm going to drink a cup of coffee, maybe they'll eat less. Researchers from the Harvard Medical School in Boston, Massachusetts, used data from 3 previous large-scale studies in which participants had answered questionnaires about the food and drink they ate during the day, as well as recording their weight. The studies took place between 1986 and 2015. The researchers compared participants' coffee consumption habits and their weight changes during 4-year increments. They looked at caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee intake and considered if people had added sugar, non-sweeteners, or cream to their drinks. They found that one extra cup of unsweetened coffee a day allowed you to lose a quarter of a pound over the next 4 years. But if you added sugar, you gained about a fifth of a pound over 4 years. So eliminate the sugar, but it doesn't mean you could really necessarily use coffee as a weight loss. I don't want you drinking 10 cups of coffee a day. You have to eat food. But the study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, if you're interested in looking at that. Now, many of us have been suffering with long COVID. And I'm telling you right now, long COVID is real. And I don't want it to be. I don't know why we have it. My guess is the virus doesn't die, that maybe the virus lives with us long term, or it causes such chronic inflammation that it takes us weeks or months to improve. But researchers in this study looked at an anti-inflammatory diet to see if maybe that could help with the chronic conditions that may come with COVID. So doctors from University of Southern California announced this week a first-of-its-kind clinical trial to look at the anti-inflammatory effect on long COVID symptoms, and diet's going to be a part of it. They think that long COVID may be caused by a hyper-inflammatory response that occurs when the body fights off the virus but doesn't stop. So right now, science is saying the virus dies. The virus is gone. And you just have the inflammation that persists. I'm not 1,000% convinced that the virus is gone completely. Now, I don't have a lot of data to back that up. What I'm basing that on is when we hear about the rebound COVID from Paxlovid, where people will take the Paxlovid, the first 5 days feel better. The following week or two, just like we saw with President Biden, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, a couple weeks after taking Paxlovid and feeling better, their COVID comes back. Now, is it because each and every one of them got a second brand spanking new COVID? Or was it that the COVID quiesced, stayed dormant a little bit or laid low, and then came out again? When somebody tells me they haven't been able to smell for 6 months or a year, well, is it because the virus is living near the olfactory nerve? But I do appreciate the theory that maybe it's a chronic inflammatory state. Could be. Well, anti-inflammatory foods might help. So these researchers are now going to look at those with long COVID and what happens if they eat salmon, spinach, tomatoes, olive oil, garlic and onions, whole grains, peppers, green tea, grapes, turmeric, almonds, mixed berries, ginger, dark chocolate, avocado. And they're going to see if these inflammatory foods, they're going to enroll 50 long COVID patients, and half of the patients are going to receive a 30-day anti-inflammatory diet plan, and the rest will stick to their normal foods. Then they're going to measure the patient's inflammatory markers along with looking at their symptoms. And if they tolerate the diet and they show a reduction of symptoms, then they're going to expand the trial to more than 50 people, a higher population. Now, mind you, some people might just indirectly already start to lose their long COVID symptoms and start getting better on their own. So a trial of only 50 people might not give us as accurate data as we need, but it sure is fascinating. We have documented cases of vaginal pain, documented cases of anal, restless anal syndrome from COVID. If a person's been suffering for months and all of a sudden they feel better on this diet, wow. And you guys don't have to wait for the diet. I'm telling you, some of these foods are pretty healthy. If you want to eat salmon, if you want to eat whole grains and try it out, if you want to have peppers, if you want to have some ginger, avocado, mixed berries, olive oil, spinach, go ahead. See if it works. The extent of long COVID sufferers is hard to tell how many we have. CDC estimates that 1 in 13 adults have long COVID. Now, I've described some of my issues as long COVID. Maybe it's just I'm getting older. But I'm telling you right now, after COVID, my lungs aren't the same. My voice isn't the same. My memory isn't the same. You know, and I mean, some people's long COVID symptoms are now they have diabetes. Luckily, I don't, but, you know, there's... It's hard to tell, was it really the COVID, or was it you're just getting older, so now your memory is different? So I would really, really like to see how this works. I think it's fascinating. Now, but I've told you guys this. I've never seen a virus that does this. Now, we know that HIV can hide out. We know herpes hides out. We know hepatitis hides out. But COVID was supposed to be in the coronavirus family, more like a cold. And this is odd. And it's acting like a virus that was either tinkered with or that mutated to something not necessarily common for its family. And so we're kind of dealing with a new type of virus here, especially blindly, since nobody's telling us what really happened August of 2019 in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So, you know, we're kind of just grappling here, but I think a anti-inflammatory diet might be a fantastic thing to try. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do appreciate your guys' messages and notes. You know, being half Israeli, my father was Israeli, my mom American, Cleveland. They met in Los Angeles after he came to the United States when his parents, who had fled the Holocaust, finally were able to get a visa 20 years later. and were able to come in the 60s. He then came after his military service, and then met my mom, had me. He prior became a citizen and learned the language, and then he met my mom, etc. And so I do have family there. Some family I haven't haven't been able to stay in contact with. I saw some family 30 years ago, and we just didn't stay in touch. But the family I have stayed in touch with, they're okay. It's just we've had friends we haven't heard back from. And so very, very frightening. So we're just still waiting to hear. But family so far so good of the family that we're in touch with. There were some reports that Israel had told citizens to shelter in place as hostile aircraft was crossing the border from Lebanon, with reports that there were terrorists on paragliders. We're being told that that was not that was a false alarm. And the reports regarding instructions to remain in shelters across the country are a human error. There is no such instruction. They said we asked residents to follow the instructions of the Home Front Command and act accordingly. So it's scary for Israelis right now because they want to also make sure that nobody is taking over the communication system and having them go to areas where they could be slaughtered. It's a very, very scary time right now. As we said, some of the many of the individuals who died at the music festival, the Supernova Music Festival that were that happened at about 6:30 in the morning on Saturday, were running towards police officers, but they didn't know it was Hamas in police uniforms. So that as they were running to them, they turned their guns on the people running to them and started slaughtering them. And so it's a very scary time. So you when you don't know if an officer is really an officer, if you don't know if an order is really an order, you know, everybody go to this place right now. How do you know? It's a very, very scary time. The Army's Home Front Command asked residents of the cities of Beit She'an, Safed, and Tiberias to shelter until further notice, fearing a large-scale attack. I was just in Safed and Tiberias. Tiberias is near the River Jordan, but that's near the West Bank. Rocket sirens were activated in the region. The country's army had said there was a suspected aerial infiltration, and Hezbollah claimed to have killed and wounded Israeli troops after firing anti-tank missiles at an earlier Israeli position earlier today. Israel did confirm the attack, said they returned fire, did not respond with how many casualties. So they're starting to deal with terrorist factions on multiple fronts. And it's a very, very scary time. Hamas claimed it had fired a long-range missile at Haifa. Haifa is a city in northern Israel, 90 miles north of Gaza. Probably one of the safest cities to be in during all of this, but their missiles can still reach that. There was a fresh wave of attacks on Israel. A children's hospital was destroyed, as well as a supermarket. And the children's wing took a hit. And the numbers, you know, people are saying we need the numbers. We need to know what's going on. How many people are there? How many Americans? Why is it taking so long to get the numbers? Well, because we're still trying to grapple with who got taken, who got killed. They're doing DNA testing as fast as they can. And Israel right now is, one, trying to deal with the southern front, trying to deal with the western front, trying to deal with the northern front, trying to train the reservists, get them ready, trying to collect supplies for the reservists, trying to deal with the individuals within Israel, not to mention a whole PR campaign so people don't go, oh yeah, this is Israel attacking Gaza indiscriminately. They're needing to show, look, these are bodies of children. They're trying to show people what happened. And so, not to mention every country and their mother is asking, you know, is my baby there? Is my child there? Is there? And we've had people of multiple countries involved in the death toll. So a U.S. official says that I believe 14 Americans have died. 17 may be held hostage. Of the 17, They think, they said, according to CNN, of the 17 Americans unaccounted for in Israel at the time, the number believed to be held hostage by Hamas is a very, very small, less than a handful. They say, right now we think the number that we know, we believe, are held hostage is very small. So I wouldn't really say that. Anybody, even one American held hostage is a no-go for us. I'm sorry, it means, you know, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. So when they try to say, oh, it's less than a handful, what are they trying to do? This was National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby. And I think John Kirby overall does a good job with communications, but when you, you know, one person being held hostage, it's huge. We don't tolerate any Americans being held hostage. And what's really, really scary is if Iran is running things and running Hamas, Iran now has American hostages. And having a hostage gives you a certain amount of power. And that's very, very frightening at this time. And so I do believe that if Hamas is thinking with a clear head, they would not be killing the hostages because they know these hostages are extremely valuable. Our only hope is that the terrorists realize how valuable the hostages are. But we have seen, like we saw with Munich, 1972, and we've seen time and time again, that September 11th, that they don't care about the hostage life. If they think they're going down, they'll take everybody with them. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during his trip to Israel. And the American death toll now is 22 Americans. Blinken said the U.S. is aware of 22 Americans who were killed following attacks by Hamas. That number will still go up, and it probably will. So what America needs to do is tell Iran, tell Hamas, tell the Palestinian Authority. I think it's Fatah that's running the West Bank. I'm not sure. Tell everybody that they believe is involved that they immediately give the Americans back and the Israeli hostages back as well. If not, they're going to bring the rain. Hamas has declared war on the U.S., When you kill Americans, you kill 22 Americans? That's, to me, an act of war. Our response needs to be direct, precise, and immediate. And it's just frightening, absolutely frightening, that this was able to happen. And we're still kind of, you know, I understand why Israel, they recruited their reservists, they're training them, they're getting ready for a ground invasion, they're doing everything as fast as they can. But if Colombia has said that, look, they lost a Colombian in this, Germany has somebody who we believed was dead, but now is a hostage, we're being told by her mother. I mean, then we should have all countries descending on the West Bay, on Gaza to get their hostages back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.